Stubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Hit 93.5.
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, let's go with your Friday show. Good morning, everybody. I turned your microphone down.
How rude.
At the beginning of that intro.
How very dare you.
I turned your microphone down instead of turning the music down.
Yeah, just got it backwards.
Maybe we could just do the Jimmy Love Show.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you? All right, I'll go home. Bye.
Bye, Felicia. See ya. On the Jimmy Love Show today, beers, boobs and balls not too far away. Also, my R&B Friday Rap Challenge. And we're interviewing Kelly, who's a local filmmaker. And she's doing a great job doing a film about the Central West that's going to appear on the ABC. I thought you were leaving.
Yeah, I was. I shut the door.
Yeah.
I just came back in to get my cup of coffee.
That's the wrong side of the door. If you're leaving, could you grab me a Mick Cafe, please?
Oh, sure.
Soy latte.
Okay, no worries.
No sugar.
Right. Yeah.
Actually,
I'll leave it out the back in the car park and you can go and collect it.
That would be really good, thank you.
No worries.
Cheers for that. Hey, stand by. Up next as well, hitting the stage, Pippa.
We are. Well, you are, because it's the Jimmy Love Show. You're going to have fun doing that by yourself, aren't you?
Come on. So living it up,
Yeah, happy weekend up on the Central West. Macklemore there, glorious. That guy performed at the NRL Grand Final just back in October last month. Pippa, it's the Pippa and Jimmy Show.
It is, by the way. You've just tuned in. Hi.
23 minutes past six, we do it thanks to Meat Cafe, Australia's most popular barista made coffee.
Anybody want to bring us one, we welcome them.
Welcome them to our Whingy Warriors Street Studios.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a supermarket before that has a self-serve checkout?
Have I ever?
You don't exclusively shop at Aldi, do you?
No, they don't have the self-serve checkouts. I definitely prefer a shopping centre or a grocery store that has that option there.
I like the option.
Yeah.
I like someone to scan it for me.
I like surveying the scene when I get to the checkout area and going, too long, self-serve checkout, yep, but I'm going to get through in and out really quickly. Mm. I'm going to go there.
Now, it's no secret with the self-serve checkout that some people like to take advantage and, you know, they might scan a Royal Gala apple as a pink lady.
Yes.
To try and save themselves 20 cents. Mm-hmm. There's no secret that people do that. And we're not going to say that's okay on the radio because obviously it's illegal.
Obviously, guys, don't do that.
But you know what I think's funny about that, though? Obviously, everybody who scans something as something else knows what they're doing is wrong.
Oh, yeah. It's a willful crime.
Now, get this. A girl in America has managed to take around $1,500 Australian dollars worth of electronics out of a supermarket.
She's good.
For only $3.70.
How in the heck has she managed that?
Nothing to do with exchange rates, I tell you that.
Is it like when you go and, you know, when you go into the fruit and veg section and you've just got to sample a couple of the grapes and you just test a couple? Has she just downed a whole bunch of USB cords or, like, stuck them somewhere sneaky and then walked out with them?
No, what she's gone around and found some barcodes of items that are on sale.
Yeah.
And she's just sneakily popped those barcodes over the top of other barcodes of these electronic items.
What a sleuth.
So she's gone up, you know, expensive pair of $300 headphones.
Right.
Self-served, scanned it. That's one lime.
So she's just taken one lime out. A set of wireless headphones for the price of a lime.
Yeah.
This chick isn't messing about. She's done this before.
She got a new, brand new gaming keyboard for a price of a Kellogg's cornflakes.
What a legend.
Oh.
Did she get caught? Did she get busted? Yeah, I bet she did.
That's why it's on the news.
Yeah. So what happened? Was she sorry about it? What was her excuse?
Sorry, not sorry. Yeah.
No.
I think she said, well, I did pay for it.
Just not the price that you wanted me to.
Mm.
Oh, what a swindler.
What a swindler.
Tell you what, that's it. You're mad because, yes, you've done something incredibly wrong, but a little bit impressed at the same time.
Well, this is in America. You made international news.
Here I was feeling guilty about stealing a red frog from the confectionery section. Sorry.
Kelis on now. It's R&B Fridays. Pippa and Jimmy is Trick Me. Morning. Set up. Dub on the Central West and number one, this is R&B Fridays. A morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air and we do it all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Mick Cafe is Australia's most popular barista-made coffee.
Okay, guys, I'm about to bust a major myth when it comes to using your mobile phones and driving wide open.
Now, we know that using your mobile phones while driving is illegal and you might hear this.
Yep, the fuzz is coming for you. If you use it while you're driving. I was just wondering if you're going to fade that down at all so I can tell my story.
If you're currently driving right now, that is not the police.
It's not the police. Remain calm. It is just us have G'ing you up. So, okay, so everybody knows it's illegal to use your mobile phone while driving. Did you, I thought that I was under the impression though that if you have it in your lap, that's not illegal.
Oh, come on, really?
No, I heard that it's you can have it in your lap and that's not illegal. However, now I've just found out it actually is illegal and police are cracking down big time on this.
Do you mean like using it while it's in your lap or just resting
having
it on your lap?
Sitting in your lap. Because what you do to try and get around it, if you want to use your mobile phone when you're driving, you don't have it like up in your left hand waving it around like it's a beacon. You just have it sitting in your lap and you just sort of like casually just, you know. Texting away while it's
I wouldn't
there.
Know as a law-abiding citizen.
Oh, you wouldn't know, would
no.
you? Right, okay. Well, this is for you then.
I've got a manufacturer-made iPhone stand which I put my phone in and I'm allowed to legally change the music and answer calls.
Okay. See, I've just had mine sitting in my lap and now I've found out that this is bad because now police are going to start cracking down on this.
How do they do that, though?
So what they've done is they're going to be riding around in SUVs and they've got little bird's eye view cameras to nab sneaky drivers if you're fiddling with it in your lap.
Oh, my goodness.
How bad is that?
Well, I never thought that if you're sitting at the lights just fiddling in your lap,
yep.
you're going to get yourself a big fine.
So get this right. So phone-obsessed motorists have been caught using multiple devices at once. And even watching porn.
Really?
While they're sitting at the traffic lights, sitting in their lap, just having a bit of a geeze, having a good time. And police are like, hey, gonna fine you for that.
If you're being caught for watching porn, do you get the double fine then?
I was gonna say, do you also get fined for being a feral and a creep?
Yeah.
We're watching porn in public. So Victorian police, I tell you what, they're cracking down on this one.
Oh, so that's in Victoria?
No, it's everywhere, but you know, they talked to someone in Victoria because obviously it's rife down there because they did a blitz on Carlton's Lygon Street, which is, you know, a very busy area in Melbourne, and they detected more than 50 culprits in just 2 hours.
Wow. Okay, so what you're saying is in New South Wales, you're a bit safer to fiddle in your lap while you're at the lights, are you?
No, I'm not saying that, mate.
Okay.
Just calm down, okay? All right.
Okay, keep your eye out for those SUVs.
Yes, they're Ford Territories, by the way. I've got the make and model of the car. We've sorted it out. You're welcome. PSA, public service announcement. Get off your phone.
Hamish and Andy.
Yep.
I'm gearing up for them.
To all single ladies out there, Beyonce on Hit 93.5. Morning, Dub on the Central West. We do R&B Fridays thanks to Evolution Orthodontics. They are diamond providers of Invisalign. And don't be like Shane. Was it Shane a few minutes ago?
Scott.
Scott, who missed out on $450. He signed up for Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call thanks to our great friends at Mars Group Family Properties. And he signed up for that all because his girlfriend answered the phone incorrectly. So sign up at hit.com.au and you could win $500 on Monday.
That's right. Now, guys, listen, because this is serious business. It's only 6 Fridays till Christmas.
Wow.
Serious business, okay? So that means we need to get our shopping plans sorted out because everybody knows the one thing you can't not have at Christmas is prawns.
I love a good prawn.
Now, I'm going to say something here that could ruffle a few feathers.
Okay.
Could rock the boat a little bit. People could get a bit mad, a bit aggro. 13, 12, 16 is our number, PS. In my opinion, if you don't have prawns on Christmas Day, you're un-Australian.
Okay, Pauline Hanson.
It's an institution.
Vote one nation.
It is like the meat pie. It's like the sausage roll. It's like the Milo. Prawns at Christmas. It's Australian. It's an Australian tradition. Australia.
We're getting at risk of being swamped with not enough prawns.
Australia, mate. Seriously, though, because the prawn fiasco, I tell you what, it's just gone next level because it looks like at the moment we're going to have to pay over $50 a kilo for prawns this Christmas.
Well, what about mum and dad who can't afford $50 for a kilo of prawns?
Well, you might have to go without. Or what they're saying is you need to think ahead now and start saving your pennies and maybe get some frozen ones that you can thaw out on the day.
Yeah, I reckon that's the option. If you've got a big freezer in your garage, grab a few kilos now. Because what are they now? They wouldn't be $50 a kilo right
now. They're about $45 now a kilo.
Oh, so it's only 10%
savings. This is in Sydney. So this is in the creme de la creme of prawn country.
Oh, when they ship them out to the central west.
Yeah, exactly. So tiger prawn numbers are down because they were wiped out in Queensland from the floods. And imported prawns have been banned because they've got so many chemicals,
right? So there's not enough prawns.
There's not enough prawns going around because the other thing happened is there was this big disease that went through all the prawns up in North Queensland. So that was a bit of a drama as well. So it's, you know, it's very stressful.
If I said to you I was going to have a prawn-free Christmas, what would you say?
I'd say you're un-Australian, mate. I'd say, why bother having Christmas at all? Why don't you just have a ham and cheese toastie and call it a day?
Okay.
Just call it December 25th and be done with it.
Is Mick Cafe open on Christmas Day?
I don't know. We need to call Gary from McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington, and call him.
I'll go down there and ask him.
This is some serious business. The industry is experiencing some challenges with supply. There's much less around than last year because you can't have imported prawns. Because of the contagious white spot disease.
Yeah, but what if I get a bag of prawn wontons from Aldi? Does that count?
That might count. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, just have a prawn themed food.
What about
somewhere
Smith's chips, prawn flavoured chips?
That might be what we have to resort to this year.
Resort to prawn
flavoured chips. What or prawn crackers? Go to the Macquarie Club Chinese. Get yourself a bag of prawn crackers. If you're really scrimping for cash this Christmas, prawn crackers is what it's going to have to be, people. This is the dilemma that we're facing. Times are tough. I'm not joking.
Notorious B.I.G. No money, no problem. Morning. French Montana on the air. This is Hit 93.5. Morning, Dub on the Central West, 7:29. News not too far away. It's Pippa and Jimmy on the air.
Happy R&B Friday, everyone. Now, as you know, being R&B Friday, we do a special thing called the R&B Friday Rap Challenge.
And, of course, this week it's my R&B Friday Rap Challenge.
It is your turn to run the gauntlet.
I'm starting to think that we should organise our Rap Challenge topic before 7:30 on a Friday morning.
Are you feeling a bit El Stresso about it?
A little bit, because I have no idea what I need to rap about.
I'm here to tell you just that, my friend.
Okay, go on.
So big topic this week for you personally was the devastating loss of your favourite mug outside when you were making a coffee.
It wasn't just any mug. It was a super mug. Yep. It could hold four coffees in one.
It was basically a bowl.
And I placed it on top of the recycling bin, which had a slope on it, and it fell off and shattered into eight pieces.
And it was while you were making me a coffee.
You're
being
nice.
Very unusually generous, and your demise has followed.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to get you to rap about for your R&B Friday is the loss of your beloved mug.
Oh, this is going to be a sad rap.
Yeah, it will be a sad rap. But you've glued it back together. And we've determined it's become a super mug.
So it's going to be a happy ending.
Yeah, happy ending. That's absolutely right. Like all great stories and all great raps. Mm. Happy endings.
Yeah.
So 8:45, you will be rapping about your super mug.
Okay, done. 8:45 is the R&B Friday Rap Challenge, and it's going to be the super mug theme. Thanks for that, Pippa. Hey, stand by because in the next half hour, we're going to chat with a lovely lady called Kelly, who's got a grant from Screen New South Wales to produce an amazing documentary film about the Central West.
Perfect.
Can't wait to chat with her in about 20 minutes' time. All you ladies every Friday. Joining us this morning on the air, she's a wonderful local filmmaker and doing amazing things and currently making a film right here in the Central West called Pride Out West. Welcome to the show, Kelly. How you doing, Kelly?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks, Jimmy.
So, Kelly, for those of us who don't really know, tell us a little bit about the project Pride Out West.
Okay, so Pride Out West is a documentary about Dubbo's Pride March. So it started off as Dubbo's Pride March, and now it's the Central West Pride March. And I first got interested in the project when I heard about Nick Steep, a young gay man living in Dubbo, who decided to, instead of moving away to Sydney with the rest of his friends after school, to stay in Dubbo and make the regional centre a welcoming and diverse community. And I thought, what an inspiring person. And now the documentary's expanded to include the Pride March, and we're also focusing on the marriage equality survey results.
Fantastic. And Kelly, this documentary you're making, it's actually received some official funding from Screen Australia, hasn't it?
That's right. So I applied with my film partner, Alison Plasto, who's a director. We applied to Screen New South Wales. Right. We received a small grant, and it's also got a broadcasting platform with the ABC, so it's got a guaranteed audience, which is fantastic for Dubbo, you know, for the filmmaking community, but Dubbo as a whole to be showcased in a positive and exciting light.
Absolutely. That's amazing that this film's going to be shown on the ABC as well. Now, obviously, when making something TV quality, it costs quite a bit of money, so you've got a bit of a fundraiser coming up on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's right. So instead of doing the usual online crowdfunding, I thought let's do something fun and interactive. So Kerri-Ann over at the Quality Inn is partnering with me to host an event. So it's going to be an awesome event. We have a DJ. We have yourself, Jimmy, hosting the event.
Yeah, I'm going to be hosting it. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, we've got a drag show, we've got food, we've got drinks, and we've got amazing prizes.
That is amazing. And Kelly, thanks so much for joining us this morning. If you're interested in that fundraising event, all the details can be found at hit.com.au, and all the links are on the What's On page. Kelly, thanks for joining us this Friday morning.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Let's do Smash the Cash.
Computers, Dubbo, for everything Apple, PC, and more.
For Jimmy's Smash the Cash.
Hey, Pippa, you know what? Before we talk to Macca, because we've got Macca on the line, yeah. I've just had a look at my computer system here.
Yep.
For the Wake Up Shake-Up.
Yes, which we traditionally play after
Smash the Cash. Now, I hope the boss is listening right now.
Yep.
Because there's no Wake Up Shake-Up in my computer.
Isn't there?
There's no music.
Oh, sheesh. What are we going to have to do our own Wake Up Shake-Up? Just improvise for 8 minutes.
I have no idea what we're going to do. Let's talk to Macca. Hey, Macca, how you doing?
You there, Macca?
Yeah.
How are you going, mate?
We've got an issue here.
We've got a serious drama, Macca, because we're always meant to play a particular mashup, the Wake Up Shake Up after Smash for Cash, and it hasn't loaded in our computer. Macca, are you up for the challenge of doing an 8-minute mashup with us?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Come on. You could just drop a sick beat or something and just do a few doof doofs or something.
You know what?
He doesn't sound confident, Jimmy.
Macca, can I ask you another question? Have you ever heard of a radio station without music? Because that's what we are right now.
We're literally a radio station without music.
It's like a pub with no beer.
Oh, it's just a travesty. Shut it down.
And as we waffle on, we've got Pete from work, Dave.
Oh, he's running around like a mad chicken with his head cut off.
Head cut off. He's trying to work out what to do.
Serious drama here. We are padding like we have never padded before, Macca. Yeah, Thank God we've got you here, mate.
Hey, Macca, also, we're going to do the R&B Friday Rap Challenge a bit later on. And Pippa, you gave me a challenge.
Yes, now, Macca, did you hear the story? Because earlier in the week, Jimmy's favourite mug smashed into about 12 pieces on the floor while I was trying to make me a coffee. You heard that?
Yeah, he had a bit of a stalk.
Oh, he did have a bit of a sook, didn't he, Macca?
Yeah, thanks,
he
Macca.
Did. And so what he's going to have to do now at 8:40 is we've set the R&B Friday Rap Challenge. Jimmy's going to rap about his mug smashing and then gluing it back together. Are you going to have how do you reckon he's going to go?
He'll struggle.
He will struggle?
He'll probably crack up trying to remembering it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
It'll
crack,
be too emotional.
Crack
he'll
up.
Get emotional.
It'll be too emotional for him.
He might get emotional. But Macca, isn't it a metaphor for life that sometimes, you know, precious things breaking and then being glued back together, isn't that a metaphor for us all?
Yeah.
Sure. Macca's like, sure, mate.
Hey,
sure.
Pete from work days has fixed the music. Let's do it. Let's give away $5,350. Macca, what do you reckon was smashed with the hammer?
Is it a mobile phone screen protector?
It's not.
It's not, Macca. But I like where you're going with it, mate. I'm just going to say that right now.
Yeah, it's really good.
And Macca, I'm also going to give you caller of the day because you helped save our radio show today. We were a radio show without music and you've saved us.
That's good. Thanks very much.
No worries. This is Your wake up, shake up. Morning. 11 minutes past 8. It's Pippa and Jimmy on the air. 13, 12, 16. Anytime, any reason, give us a call. We do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef. It's in the Gourmet Creations range and available after 10:30 a.m.
Now, some very tragic news that made national headlines this week was the awful tragedy that happened at Banksia Road Primary School in Greenacre, where 2 8-year-old boys were killed when a car accidentally ploughed into their classroom. And there's just no other way to describe this other than an awful, awful tragedy.
And it's an awful tragedy for all sides involved. It was an accident, and it's just so, so sad to hear that two boys who were just sitting in their classroom learning have lost their lives now.
Now, the mother of four who was driving the vehicle, she's been charged with dangerous driving, occasioning death, along with negligent driving. Now, one of the boys was buried on Thursday, who was killed alongside his classmate, who's also 8 years old. And an incredibly powerful thing has occurred as a result of this, because the father of the boy who was killed has posted an incredibly moving Facebook Live video when he was in the car with his son's coffin on the way to their funeral service, where he has really reached out and just extended incredible grace and forgiveness to the mother of the vehicle. And have a listen to what he had to say with the help of a translator.
The father says that's right. The father said that they're making it bigger than what it is. People are coming and telling them what's happening and that this lady's being abused. They don't want none of this to happen. They are telling everyone out there, forgive her. It's an honest mistake. It could have happened to any one of us. Can it sort of the minman can, Heidi?
Yeah. So you can see the man.
It could happen to him. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. We don't throw the world down on our brothers and sisters when an accident happens.
Well, forgiveness is a very difficult thing. Even more difficult in these circumstances, and to be able to call for that while sitting next to your son who's in a coffin is incredibly heartwarming. And, you know, this is a tragedy, but wow.
Oh,
wow.
Absolutely, because I think we'd all agree that no parent should have to go through the excruciating pain of having to bury their own child. But the fact that this dad has been able to extend grace and forgiveness, it's something, forgiveness, that really frees you. It doesn't excuse the act of what happened, but it's something that prevents it from ruining you. And he's gone on to say that obviously the mother of four who has been charged is incredibly distraught about what happens. And the father's gone on to say, he's happy to sit down with her and share a meal with her and extend forgiveness. He's saying they don't want anyone to be blaming the school, that their thoughts and prayers are with those that have been affected. And he's also gone on to say something incredibly powerful that really breaks down political and religious barriers, saying this is a way a proper Muslim acts in a time of calamity. So no matter what side of the fence that you sit on, I think that's something that straight from the horse's mouth, you go, wow, that's quite an arresting major statement to say, that really breaks down a lot of stereotypes and barriers about how we interact with each other as very fragile human beings.
Absolutely. And it's a tragic story, that one, but amazing what he has come out and said. You can keep up to date with that story plus more with our regular news bulletins as well. And stand by up next, another chance for someone to go on the standby list with Hamish and Andy's World Tour. Dealer Soul, ring, ring, ring. Hey, how you doing? Shout out to anyone going to the club this weekend.
The clubs, how you doing?
But when you're at the club, you can't say, hey, how you doing? Sorry, I can't get through. Because you gotta go, hey, how you doing?
Do you want a water?
Would you like a drink?
Yeah.
And could I have your phone number as well? Who's this on the line?
This is Chanel. Chanel, is that how you talk to people when you're at the clubs on the weekend?
No, not really.
Do you use sign language and interpretive dance to communicate with people?
Yes, because they can't hear you.
Exactly. That's exactly what I do as well. Yes.
That's why every Monday morning, hey, it's Pippa and Jimmy on the radio. Try to get someone's number at the club on the weekend.
It's very straining on the vocal cords, isn't it, Chanel?
Yes. Hey, Chanel, we got you on the line because you're one of our HIT VIPs at hit.com.au, and thanks for signing up.
Thanks. I love doing the surveys.
Oh, that's good, because when you do the surveys, you actually get to shape the music we play. We actually look at exactly what people are saying about the music. Mm-hmm. And if you go, nah, I'm a bit over that song, it actually helps for us to go, okay, we need to not play that one so much and play this one instead. So thanks for doing that, Chanel.
Oh, that's okay.
You are so welcome. Now, you are on the line because what we're doing is we're about to play you a snippet of a song from Hamish and Andy's band Cool Boys and the Frontman. If you can correctly guess the song that they are playing, you are on the standby list to go and see their private jet tour, We Are the Champions. How good would that be?
Oh, amazing.
Would be amazing. Amazing is a great word for it, isn't it? Okay, Chanel, yep. You're on the line. We're going to play you the snippet now of the song. Have a listen and see if you know what it is. Oh, what a tune, Chanel. What a tune. Oh,
and I know the tune too. Oh, God. I was singing the words.
Yeah.
But,
Who's It By and what's the song called?
Oh, gosh.
Who's It By first?
Who's It By? Come on, let's work it work one it at out. A time. Break it down.
Sing it for us right now.
Oh, gosh, no, I'm not a great singer. Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, and you made it.
You're singing a different song. Stop it. You're confusing Chanel. Stop it. Chanel, come on. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
What's the song?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It's right there.
It's right there. Is it, okay, is it sung by a man or a woman?
And you played it. I'm pretty sure it's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, far out.
Sorry, Chanel, we can't give it to you.
That's okay. Let's
you're going to hang up the phone and then you're going to go, oh, my God.
Yep. I know, and I'm literally here trying to...
You got me out.
Why are you singing a different
Isn't
song?
Isn't that the same song? And you played it to the beat.
Yeah, but
it?
you're merging another song at the start and then you're coming in with that one at the end. It's very confusing.
Because it's Adele Rolling in the Deep.
It is.
It is
Adele's Rolling in the Deep. Go and have a listen to that one on iTunes now.
Sorry, Chanel, we can't stick you on the standby list, but we do love you and you're awesome.
That's okay. Thank you.
Bye.
All you ladies.
You are on with Dubbo on the Central West number one morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on the air, doing it all thanks to Evolution Orthodontics. Diamond providers of Invisalign, those guys bring you R&B Fridays all Friday every day, which is fantastic. Morning, 13, 12, 16, if you want to give us a call.
That's right. We don't take ourselves too seriously on this show. Sometimes we do. Well, other times we just like to have a laugh, e.g. right now for the R&B Friday Rap Challenge, which we do every Friday. This week it's your turn, and big news that happened for us this week was, I know, get the tissues out, it's a bit emotional.
If you just talk, I need to blow my nose, so I'll turn my microphone
off.
Okay,
you do you. Now, earlier this week, Jimmy was very generously making me a coffee, and he has this very special mug that he makes his own coffee in every day. It's like the size of a small bowl, and he was out making me a coffee, and his mug was resting on the bins that are next to our water cooler where you get the hot water, you'd balanced it on there, it toppled off, smashed into about 10 pieces. Devastation is an understatement as to how you were feeling. You then went home and had a bit of a crafternoon with the super glue, managed to glue it back together, sat it on your mantelpiece, and then it's now stuck to your mantle.
Absolutely.
That's basically the long and short of it. They're your headlines.
Okay.
Now what we're doing, we have turned that into an R&B Friday rap. Mm-hmm. We're going to freestyle it a bit today.
Yep.
And Jimmy's going to lead backing vocals by yours truly. This is called My Mug. What you going to do with all that mug? all that mug that's on the floor. I'ma get you glue. Get you super, super glue.
My mug, my mug, my mug, my mug. My mug, my mug, my mug. My massive super mug. Here we go. I went to make a coffee. I do that on the daily. I'm being nice to Pippa, making her a coffee too. Mekona Blend 43, organic and a green tea. Karen, I be sharing, and I got my super mug out. I filled it with the instant. I put it on top of the bin. Uh-oh, it's not true, I say no. It has fallen off
coffee
and broken everywhere.
Spilling.
And now I ain't talking. The cup is broken. And now I'm in a world of pain. My mug. My mug, my mug, my mug. My mug, my mug, my mug. My massive super mug.
Check it out.
Yeah. Let's go again. Ready, Pippa? Ready
to
go again.
Verse 2.
Whew. Yeah. Let's go again. So I went to the shops and I bought some super glue. Glue, it's time to fix this mess up and stick it back together. But as we all know, with super glue, it's always getting everywhere. I get it on my fingers and I get it stuck on my phone, but then it was fixed. My mug was back together.
Woo.
It was no Humpty Dumpty. I put it on the mantelpiece. I went to show my partner then. Oh no, I glued it to the mantelpiece. My mug.
My mug, my mug, my mug.
My massive
that
super mug.
That glue be sticking. Oh.
I stuck it on the mantelpiece. My mug, my mug, my mug, my mug.
My mug, my mug, my mug, my mug.
I stuck it on the mantelpiece. My mug. We got it sticking.
I forgot my last line.
That's okay. My mug. My mug, my mug, my mug. My massive super mug.
That glue be sticking. Oh. Yeah. Is that it? Yeah, we've done.
That's it.
Come on, let's get out. Get out. Hamish and Andy.
It is Dubbo and the Central West number one. How you doing, everybody? R&B Fridays. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks to Macca's Dubbo and Wellington. And get stuck into the new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef. It's in the Gourmet Creations range. Available after 10:30 a.m. Thank goodness I've gone off my vegan diet.
Oh, have you?
I'm done.
You're finished.
Mm.
You're announcing it.
My vegan diet is
vegan
finished.
Vegan fad diet.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Say it right. Come on.
All right, okay. It's over.
Finito.
I'm now doing meat-free weekdays.
Meat-free
weekdays. Meat-free weekdays.
So because it's a weekend and you really feel like getting stuck into one of Macca's juicier tender Wagyu, what is it?
It's a new, thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range.
What? Because you want a Gourmet Creations burger, is that why you're doing this?
Well, I'm doing meat-free weeks, which is Monday to Thursday, unless the boss is paying for dinner.
Friday is also a weekday.
I know, it's not. It's like dry weekday July. I do that as well, but Friday's not counted.
Well, Friday doesn't count.
No.
Because it's Friday.
And if someone invites you to the pub as well, that doesn't count either.
Right, okay. I'm really glad to see that you've reformed yourself. You've made a big change in your life. Really huge.
I'm really open about the food I eat, aren't I?
You are. Yeah, we talk about that a lot on air. Oh, hey, Matt, I'm proud about you with your rap challenge. I know that you had to really delve deep into some emotional stuff there about your favourite mug being shattered. And Macca, who we had on for Smash for Cash, you know, he thought you might get a bit emotional about it.
Mm.
But you stayed strong.
I do, because I got it as a mantelpiece now.
Yeah, you do.
And you know what I've actually discovered?
What have you discovered?
Is it's actually wasn't that good a cup to drink from.
Don't tell your partner that.
Absolutely not.
He will be cut.
Here's the thing, Pippa. It was so big that by the time I got halfway through my coffee, it was stone cold.
Oh, that's the worst. So really, you're only having one cup, not two.
Yeah.
So
this morning, I've got the new cup that says Stronger Together, Southern Cross Austereo. That's a company that owns us.
Yes.
With Channel 9.
That's a company that we don't own. You and I don't own it, but we have,
I think
we're friends. We hold hands with each other.
I think we've got the rights to broadcast.
We're in
television.
A committed relationship.
That's why
when
you're on Channel 9, sometimes you see our pretty faces pop up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Near Hamish and Andy's.
So that's a better mug. Mm. to drink out of a better size.
She keeps it warmer as well.
Well, good.
I feel like the crockery skills of my partner wasn't that good. now I come to think of it.
You can't say that, though. No. Don't say that. Just be like, it's a great... I actually think it's even better now resting on the mantelpiece as the centrepiece in the lounge room.
You doing much for the weekend, by the way?
What am I doing for the week? Probably not a lot.
You want to go to the movies at Savo's?
Oh, my gosh, yes, let's go on a date. Murder on the Orient Express. I've already picked it. We're going.
I think we're doing that at 3:50.
Yeah, 3:50 showing. Anybody else wants to come?
Done.
Open invite.
So plan for today. Go to Mars Group Family Properties. Draw some more lucky ducks.
Oh, yes. We'll be there today as well.
We'll go do a photo shoot there, so I have to look pretty.
Oh, okay. Busy schedule.
Put some makeup on. Yep. Off to the movies. Mm-hmm. Then I was talking to Mike from Workdays about going to the pub to watch the Mariners, my soccer team, play.
Oh, I won't be there. It's Fri-tie.
You don't? Oh, you're doing Fri-tie.
I do Fri-tie every Friday night.
You don't want to come to the pub with us?
Oh, well, maybe I will. Maybe get some Fri-tie, then come to the pub.
A few skewies.
Yeah, okay.
Do you be able to give me a lift as well?
Go away. Have a great weekend, everyone. Don't forget that tomorrow is Remembrance Day, so we'll all be observing a minute's silence at 11 o'clock on the 11th of the 11th.
Oh, you know what? Thank goodness the Socceroos are on at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m., because that will finish just before 11.
Yeah, otherwise I'd have to stop mid-game.
Yeah,
stop mid-kick.
In the middle of Honduras.
What if that was in the middle of shooting a goal, and then it's 11 o'clock? What's the goalie got to do? He can't defend it. It's like, no, got to observe a minute's silence. Important day.
Remembrance Day tomorrow morning. Don't forget it. But from us, have a great weekend. We can't wait to see you again on Monday.
Bye.
Bye.